Hey guys, it's Monday here on Day by Day, which means we're looking at a book of the Bible to kind of help you as you read through the book for yourself. And today we're talking about the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah warns the nation of Judah of impending judgment because of their covenant unfaithfulness, but also Jeremiah proclaims hope through the coming new covenant. So the major characters of the book are, of course, Jeremiah, who is oftentimes called the weeping prophet because he has to proclaim such difficult truths, and he oftentimes does not see people come to repentance. We also have King Josiah. He's a reforming king during Jeremiah's early ministry. And then we have King Zedekiah, who's a weak ruler during Jerusalem's collapse. We have Baruch, Jeremiah's faithful scribe and companion. And here's the development of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah calls for repentance before there's a Babylonian invasion. And we're going to see the rejection and the persecution of Jeremiah. And we're going to see the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. But we're also going to hear the promise of restoration and the new covenant. Just like Isaiah from last week, Jeremiah is prophetic literature. Jeremiah combines sermons and symbolic actions and historical narratives and lament. Here's one of the familiar verses from the book of Jeremiah. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." That's Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. So here's some tips as you read through this book. Pay attention to covenant language. Jeremiah is going to explain why the judgment is coming. And also read the new covenant promises with the idea of Christ and the gospel in mind.